This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Drunk and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. No, really, a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. And if you're up on Facebook, you know, get involved in the conversation there. If not, you head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on. Hey, pay attention on Facebook. You know, I've got those buttons that say, and look, they cost me money. I'd give them you for nothing, but they cost me money. And the $4.99 covers it. I pay for everything. I take care of your sales tax, the envelope, the shipping, the whole nine yards. You give me $4.99, it gives you a decent, and it's a good button. It won't die the first year. You'll be able to wear it for the next couple of years. And for those of you who really care, it says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I've had some great opportunities to speak to people, speak to cashiers, speak to other people about where they're at. And long before this election took place, it was hilarious because people would always say to me when we were talking, hey, you know, I have no problem. Jews, atheists, Buddhists, friend of mine, had no problem hearing Merry Christmas. Seriously. So, you know, if it offends you, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, bottom of the hour, David Fisher is going to join me like he does all the time. Now, take advantage of this, will you please? Let me see. Write this down. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Okay, that is the number that you call to get yourself a Morgan silver coin, okay? And you got to get a white paper from David. He's going to give you the information on the coming bail-in, what's going on with the economy, that kind of stuff. If you qualify, and you do have to qualify, right? I mean, if you're not living in your mom's basement and you have a job, maybe a job a little better than a burger flipper, you probably can qualify for this. But you're not going to know until you call. And you get a free silver coin after you call. 844-715-7311. And do get involved in the conversation. Anyway, the Clinton Foundation, the Democrats are just, they're making me crazy. They can't seem to get past that they lost. They just lost. Hillary, knock it off. You lost already. Shut up. Anyway, I mean, it is just amazing what's coming out of that camp. The Clinton camp blames white female internalized misogyny for this. They didn't do anything wrong. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign is a new culprit for its loss to Donald Trump. She was Comey. It was the FBI. It was the people working for her. It was everybody but her. Now, during the appearance on MSNBC on Monday, former Clinton campaign communications director Jess McIntosh claimed it was women with internalized misogyny who couldn't bring themselves to vote to elect the first woman president. I keep telling you, they're nut jobs. Nothing is their fault. Look at Obama. Nothing is his fault. Everything he's done has been perfect. He really believes that he is leaving that White House in better shape than when he showed up. There's either something in the air, or he's really unstable. Go on to say that when she was asked by Chris Hayes why Hillary didn't do better with white women than Barack Obama did in 2012, McIntosh responded, internalized misogyny is a real thing. And this is a thing we have to talk about as we go through and see. McIntosh then echoed what she claimed was Obama's assessment. We, as a society, react poorly to women seeking positions of power. We're uncomfortable about that. And we seek to justify that uncomfortable feeling because it can't possibly be that we just don't want to see a woman in a position of power, McIntosh said.
Yes, of course. Matter of fact, if she was a black woman, she probably would have really lost, huh? Right? And, oh, what if she was a woman, a short woman? Because we don't like short women, right? And maybe she's kind of blonde, so maybe she had a hand up. You know, maybe if she had dark hair, we really would have hated her, huh? Are you guys buying this stuff? Because if you are, I'm not so sure. I think you need to have your DNA checked to see if you're part of the human race. I'm not so sure you're part of the human race. You know what I'm saying here? Come on, people, really. We see. You disagree with Barack Obama, it's because he's black. You disagree with Mrs. Clinton, well, it's because she's a woman. How about this? I'm gonna get a little rude. I'm sorry. How about this? They suck at their jobs. How about that? Right? Isn't that good? I mean, seriously, what did Mrs. Clinton do for us in the Middle East? What did she do for us in Europe? What did she do for us with our allies? Nothing. Niente. Zero. Zippo. Nothing. Now, come on, let's be honest about it. The election's over. She lost. She's crawled under a rock someplace. We won't see her for a little while. This makes absolutely no sense. You guys need to sit back and see where you've blown it. You went too far left, too fast. You know the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? A bite at a time. Not these people. They were trying to swallow the whole thing at once like a snake does. So now it has to be misogyny, because we couldn't possibly just not want the Democrat Party, right? I mean, sir, think about what they're saying to you. This is so wrong at so many levels. Another person on the... someone who likes to write frequently that thinks they can make me crazy. I'm already there. You can't make me something I'm already at. But I love this one, too. There's an article that says that Trump tapped the misery factor of workers. Now, the person who comments on it is a hardcore, staunch Democrat who believes in partial birth abortion, loves to go at me on a regular basis. She says that Clinton was inappropriately blamed for her husband's NAFTA. You know, but here's the deal. Those two were a team. They did work together. They did push each other's agenda. So, no, she should be blamed in total for it. But how about just the mere fact that she agreed with it? Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, really. Wait. We'll be right back. We'll finish this up in a sudden break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative? degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's out of yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, 855-732-5563, or 875. How about 855-REAL-JOE? It's not really that simple. Anyway, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, so I'm loving this, okay? The Clinton group cannot, they just cannot believe that they actually lost. This is impossible. This is a... Hillary, shut up. You blew it. Get over yourself. Anyway, they're doing everything they can to try to figure out what went wrong. But they're doing exactly, and I'm good with this. Being a conservative Republican, I hope you guys stick in this mantra. I hope you stay on this. Perfect for me. Seriously. Stay on it. It isn't our fault. Please stay on that. Because as long as you keep doing that, and you shove these programs down people's faces, you're going to keep losing. And I'm good with that, too. So this one person loves to taunt me from time to time. She hops on here. Clinton was inappropriately blamed for her husband's NAFTA, but trade and automation probably didn't seal the fate for the U.S. manufacturing jobs. Output's up. Staffing is down. I wish the U.S. blue-collar jobs were coming back. Like a lot of people, economists say, it's unlikely. Do you know why it's unlikely? A couple of things. All the EPA rules that we have. The reason they can't build things here. And I've talked to plenty of small manufacturers, people who have things made in China because they can't have them made here. And first of all, two things. It's not necessarily that they can't have them made here because it would cost too much. Sometimes they can't have them made here because they can't have them made here. That's right. Because the chemicals they use or the process they use is banned by the EPA. So it's not always a profit thing, yo-hos. Sometimes it's strictly a matter of the fact that you can't use certain chemicals here, but they can in other countries. How asinine is that? We can have them made in another country, shipped over here, sold over here, and used over here. Okay? And you wonder why we're losing worldwide when it comes to manufacturing? This person goes on to say that they just had a person, they just had a client of theirs open a plant in Texas. Okay? Let me see. The plant in Texas more than 10 years ago. Close to the plant, it's not just California, it's everywhere. But it's, you know what? Why did they close the plant 10 years ago? Who took control 8 years ago? Hello? Because the economy has taken a nosedive. The jobs went overseas because that's where the product could be made. See, they can't see this. They can't tie this together. The person goes on to say, it's not just in California, it's everywhere. No. Actually, it's bigger in California than it is everywhere. We've actually lost jobs in California to other states because we have less requirements than other states. We have less regulations. We have more regulations, more requirements, more rules here in this state than they have in other states. And the attitude of the people in the governor's office who I've spoken with, hey, they'll come back. Everybody wants to work out of California. Well, yo, hey, apparently not. Which is why they've moved to Arkansas, to Texas, to Utah. Right? You know, I heard the real number, by the way, when it comes to job creation the other day. Even that pitiful job creation that we had last month of 160,000 jobs, over 60% of them are part-time jobs. You can't feed your family with a part-time job. So they love to throw numbers. This is why I can tell you people, you got to dig. You got to get informed. You got to dig. It's got to make sense. The person goes on to say, the solution will be hard to come by and requires far more than political sound bites to stop real misery. Right? And the article goes on to talk about how Trump trapped. Trump trapped that job misery, that work misery level. And they say that the, let me see, I want to make sure I don't waste your time on this whole thing. Now, Michael Smith is not used to stretching a paycheck as recently as March 2015. The 42-year-old was earning nearly $100,000. March 2015, all right, think about that. March 2015, the 42-year-old was earning $100,000 a year as a district manager in the oil fields for a company based in Union City. Then oil prices dropped. His company laid him off. Smith, and a father of four boys, now makes $12 an hour as an apprentice electrician. He's not a diehard disciple, but voted for Donald Trump because he's desperate for something new. He's desperate for something new. He wants something different. He doesn't want the same old anymore. And why do you think the price of oil dropped here in this country? We're importing so much oil. Right? We could have more oil here, which would create more jobs for these guys. And when the president says under him, you know, you realize under him, we've had more growth, right? We've had more jobs created. We've had better stimulus. I mean, if you listen to him, he has single-handedly created utopia. Anyway, think of the hope here. This guy now makes $12 an hour. He's a worker. I don't even know what that is. Right? He's a worker. He's making $12 an hour. And his party is supposed to be the Democrat Party, isn't it not? His party is supposed to be the working class party. Think about this. It makes no sense. They're not doing what they said they were going to do for him. You want to say it was not poor Americans who made the difference in this election. It was people like Smith, which is somewhat true. Because when we did the numbers the other night, we found out that people who made under $80,000 a year, especially people who made under $30,000 a year, voted for Trump in higher numbers than they did for Romney and other presidents before him. Trump soared among white voters who earn decent wages but have seen their jobs decay, jobs in their industries disappear over the last 15 years. All of a sudden, they went, wait a minute, we gave this group, here's the deal. They gave you 8 years to fix this. This is where you Democrats need to come to a reality here. They gave you 8 years to fix this, okay? They've had to leave full-time jobs. They've had to take on two or three part-time jobs to make ends meet. And you're telling them everything's okay. And you're telling them to continue on and doing better, you have to vote in Hillary. Think about that. You have to vote in Hillary Clinton. Talk about selling you something that you can't. What kind of sense does that make? And on what planet does that make sense? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You want a free Morgan silver coin? You got to listen to the next couple segments. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care air.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
They were on election night, Joe, and here's what the numbers were. The Dow was off 4.5% down. The S&P went down 5%. It limited the circuit breakers, halted trading during the 5% drop. And prior to this, the only time this ever happened in history was October 1997 during an Asian currency crisis. So it tells you the significance of this.
Wow.
Peso, check this out, Joe, dropped 12% one day. I think it's because, you know, Trump is saying we're going to build the wall and we're going to make Mexico pay for it. Gold went up 4.5%, $56. And that's what the environment looked like, Joe, before Trump gave his acceptance speech, right after the news media said that Trump had won the presidency because of the electoral vote. So there's a short amount of time when Trump started speaking in his acceptance speech. He sounded very presidential. I was very proud of him, actually. What happened as a result of that, while he was speaking and post his speech, the markets started to calm down. And when the markets opened up the next morning, the Dow was flat, the S&P was flat, peso still was down, but only down 9%. Still is a big haircut for a currency, though. And gold was flat. So Trump and his can be presidential, and he can influence the markets, and he certainly did.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, people are screaming that it was him and his process and what he's going to do. You know, you and I have been talking about the Fed propping up the market, and it's kind of a phony number that we see. We see phony success in the market. Do you see a Trump administration? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you've heard him speak. Do you see a Trump administration keeping or continuing to prop up the market as a whole?
Well, he said very openly several times that the stock market is in a bubble. I mean, it was in the third presidential campaign debate that the market is in a bubble, that the Fed has overstepped their boundaries. They are operating now politically. They should have raised rates already. And
wow.
If he gets in office, he said sometime after whoever gets in office, the stock market will correct, and because it's not operating on sound fundamentals. And, you know, it's something I've been saying. And Trump, he's not a stock guy.
No.
But he's an economic guy, and he's a builder guy. So he understands, you know, balance sheets, spreadsheets, profit loss statements, and infrastructure. So it doesn't, you know, he uses that knowledge to, you know, translate into the Fed. You know, he's saying that we shouldn't be relying on the Fed stimulus, and they've definitely overstepped their boundaries. And if he gets in office, he's going to restructure possibly the Fed. He alluded to that. He didn't actually say those terminologies, but he said, we're going to be working with the Fed to make some changes. So, you know, and the Fed wants to change, too. So they don't want to be put in the place, Joe, where they have to create monetary stimulus to support an economic market, healthy economics, and prop up the economy. That's not the purpose of the Fed by their own admittance. They've been saying that our Congress and our government should have fiscal responsibility and not be on an overspending. And so that's where Trump's going to come in and help that out, I believe.
And, you know, every time we're on the show, we talk a little bit about Deutsche Bank and why let it go this time? I mean, Deutsche Bank was in trouble, continues to be in trouble, and is it going to be able to pull itself out?
You know, Deutsche Bank we're watching it every week, and usually something every week happens. What happened just recently, they were put on a watch list by one of the grading companies, this time Fitch, and what that means is that they could be downgraded. So they've already been downgraded in June by Moody's to the same status that the Lehman Brothers was before they defaulted 3 months later. So we could see that. You know, I think they're buying some time, but they still have some major problems they have because they haven't settled the $14 billion settlement with the Department of Justice.
Wow. Yeah, I look at this stuff, and you and I kind of joked about it a little bit by saying, I mean, can you imagine? I lose $6,000. It's a big deal. These guys losing billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they still keep the doors open. It only kind of tells you how much money, you know, that they're making. The jobs report. Now, the jobs report came out, and I was going to kick out of the jobs report when it comes out, because if people would do a little bit of due diligence, if you go check it, it seems like it gets readjusted always a few months out. You know what I'm saying? So you see the jobs report comes out and lets you know, okay, last month there were this many people that applied for unemployment. And if you wait about 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see a very quiet adjustment in that jobs report. I always got a kick out of that. Where do you think it shows us going based on the recent jobs report?
Well, the report recently was they had less expected jobs. They only added 161,000. I thought they were going to add 172,000. Unemployment is at 4.9%. But the wage growth is the key, Joe. Under President Obama, he's the first president in modern history to have a single year, not have a single year, a 3% growth.
Yeah, that's right.
We've lost nearly a half a million people in the workforce just last month, and over 14 million have left the workforce since Obama came into office, bringing the total to 94 million. That's the largest in the history. But
you got to hold that breath. We both believe in capitalism, so we got to take a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be right back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. We're going to talk about the jobs market, what's going on, and how it actually affects us.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And really, really, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get right back to my guest. I've got the CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, on with me. And David's always a wealth of information when it comes to what's going on in gold and silver in the markets, how the jobs market affects us. There's very little I've been able to stump him on. David, again, thanks for joining me today.
You haven't asked me the hard questions yet. No, you asked me enough hard questions.
And you were talking about the jobs report. There was 161,000 people that filed for unemployment. You know, and again, I tell people all the time. You said that we haven't hit a 3% growth mark yet this year, right? This is, or actually, every year, really.
Never has Obama hit it under his administration. Yeah. Not one single year.
And I have read that we have to have at least 2% to maintain the current. I call it the misery mark. We have to have at least 2% to maintain your current misery. At 3%, at least you've got some growth, right?
Well, here's the part that's really the key. Part-time jobs, you know, flipping hamburgers, low income, less than 40 hours a week, non-quality jobs are up 90,000.
Whoa.
This job report.
Are you serious?
Full-time jobs are down 103,000. So what's happening, the quality of the recovery is not there, and which is really the key. I mean, because, you know, imagine they create all these jobs and the job, there's all kinds of jobs being created and unemployment is down to a ridiculous low level. But it's people working three part-time jobs that still doesn't get paid enough at a full-time quality job. And that's the environment we're in.
But you went by that pretty fast, and I just want to drive a number home. So out of the 161,000 jobs that were created, 90,000 of those were part-time, correct? I got that right?
Yes.
And then you said the full-time jobs were how many?
They're down 103,000.
Wow. So that means 103,000 full-time jobs went away and were basically replaced with 90,000 part-time jobs.
Correct.
All right, people, now, let that sink in.
So when we talk about a recovery, that's why we're having a very economic slow recovery. That's why Trump is saying it's not working. And, you know, think about this. How many people don't have the same job they had in 2007? We lost lots of jobs in 2007.
I agree.
And they weren't replaced by good quality jobs. That has not come back to the full workforce yet. So during the 1980s, like during 1983, under the Reagan administration, we were in a recession. And 26% of the people were unemployed were long-term unemployed. Now, 40% of the people are long-term unemployed. In other words, people that are looking and looking and looking and looking and saying, I just can't find a quality job. It's worse today than it was in the last major recession when we had Reagan inheriting that.
Wow.
So we don't have a recovery. That's what Trump wants to do. He wants, you know, his plan is to create bridges, roads. He's a building guy. He's a real estate guy. Let's create new infrastructure. Let's have massive tax cuts. And that coupled together is his policy mix that could cause a budget deficit and would ultimately cause the dollar to come down and increase inflation. And in that environment, we're going to continue to have a bull market in gold. Of course, there's a couple reasons to have a bull market in gold. We have uncertainty. Trump's leadership, he's never served in office, and I'm not bashing him. He got my vote. I'm just saying the market is spooked a little bit because of his lack of experience and lack of experience in any armed forces. So what's happening is there's a certain amount of uncertainty going on, which creates a movement upward in gold. But the biggest problem is going to still be the debt of our country. That's what's going to continue to, as long as we have a $20 trillion debt that's growing, which we do, we're going to have to raise inflation numbers. And the market's showing that that we're going to have higher interest rates coming because the 10-year yield went over 2% recently. That's signaling the Fed's going to have higher rates eventually.
Well, they couldn't keep this up anyhow, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. They really can't keep – they couldn't keep propping this market up forever, correct?
No. I mean, even by their own admittance, and Wall Street understands this, we're in an environment that is a crisis financial environment still with interest rates that are artificially low. And this is why they're saying, can't you raise this back to normality of 3 or 4%? And the average is 5.33%. So they're going to eventually have to raise rates. The market's now dictating rates to be raised. I talk for a living, Joe. but I don't think they're going to raise rates in December. I think it's going to be next year. So we would have gone a full year without the Fed raising rates, and they said a year ago in January, the beginning of this year, that they're going to raise rates four times. So we keep getting this head fake, and I think we're going to have one more, and then sometime next year we're going to raise it once and then just let it settle.
Wow. Yeah, this stuff always makes me crazy. Again, unless you get somebody explaining it to you to a degree, it's almost impossible to wrap your mind around. So our country's debt. You know, under Trump, there's no way he can get this debt under control in a relatively short period of time. You and I both agree to that, right?
Yeah, I can comment on that one. According to the Congressional Budget Office, in 2012, when it was $14.5 trillion, they said to deal with the unfunded liabilities and the debt of our country, we would have to grow the economy at 10% a year consecutively for 10 years to get it to a manageable level. That's not a Republican or a Democrat saying it. That is the Congressional Budget Office. So, you know, I like Trump. I like his ideas, and I'm for his ideas. But he's not going to be able to fix this. He doesn't have a magic wand. He's going to have to be in office 8 years and pull a miracle for the debt to be a manageable level.
You know, we've only got about 4 minutes or so. Explain the Dodd-Frank Act. Everybody, people on the left are screaming to say he's going to wipe that out. Say goodbye to the Dodd-Frank Act. And is it possible for him to do with the swipe of a pen?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to say no. But he's never commenting about wiping out or repealing the Dodd-Frank. He says, let's repeal Obamacare. What he said about Dodd-Frank is he said, let's change it. Let's restructure it. And he said that on May 16th. He talked about restructuring the Dodd-Frank Act. But there's three parts to the Dodd-Frank Act, and I'll be really quick on this. Part one is the one I've been talking about, which is the legal change of your money is no longer your money, and it says that in the executive summary on the report that the FDIC, that you can print it off right off the FDIC website, it talks about in the executive summary how it's legally not yours anymore, and it can be taken at any point in time to receivership. So he's never talked about changing that. What he's talked about changing is the second part, which is the financial aspects that's put on banks as a result of Dodd-Frank, where they've been seized in gridlock into lending out money. And the implications has gone up 50 to 200% on the cost to of wages to hire people just for the reporting requirements that the government has instituted upon banks because of Dodd-Frank. So it's crazy the overhead is put on banks. This is why you've seen big banks buy up small banks and community banks, which were the ones that were supposed to be leading or lending money to small businesses. So that's the second part. And the third part is the too big to fail. Of course, that never got really put into effect either. So he's only talking about one aspect of Dodd-Frank. If he does repeal it, then we don't have to worry about the legal ownership of our money. It goes back to us owning our own money again.
I look at this stuff, and I think about the damage it's done from speaking with you and how hard it is. But what does he replace it with? Do we need it replaced? Is there any part of it we should keep?
Well, here's where it's, you know, what part do you put into effect? I think they should remove all the nonsense of all the reporting requirements and the cost that it goes on to banks where they're not allowed to be a bank and lend out money. Yes, I think there should be some sort of way of not causing banks to be too big to fail. Yes. And I think, you know, from a standpoint of our legal ownership, I think this should always be our money. But there's too much that has happened in foreign countries as the template, you know, and this is just one working piece of the bail-in. There's several pieces of the puzzle, and in my report, they can read all about it. Even the IMF has a piece in this, so does the Fed. But, you know, Trump does have a lot to do, and this is why it's not a magic wand deal. One day or 2 days in the market does not dictate trends. Until he gets into office and he starts, you know, putting together a cabinet and working with Congress, it's, you know, like I said, it took Reagan 18, 19 months. We're going to find out a year from now what's really going on. But the first 100 days is going to tell a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. We're pretty much up against it. Tell people where they can get more information about Landmark Capital.
844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com. They can learn about why we're still going to be in a bull market in gold.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I do have a good time whenever you're on. And I learn a lot, and it takes me a little while to come back. But, hey, we've got to have this information, people. You've got to know what's going on out there. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll sit on the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.